This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live at Drone Focus 2017 on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad you're locked in on the mothership 550 K-Fire. AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. 1090 KTGO or 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, North Dakota. Glad to have you today. Our weather reports are coming from our fine listeners. Chris says, Grand Forks, great morning weather, should be a beautiful day. That's all I need to know. These weather people go on and on and on. I want to know, coat, no coat, umbrella, no umbrella, right? Suntan lotion or not? That's all I need to know. Unbelievable. Listening from Bismarck, love your program. It's sunny but windy. Well, when isn't it windy in our fine part of the world, huh? And somebody trying to suck up to Todd. I hate when that happens, but... you know, when you see obvious suck-ups like this, I don't know how you can do anything with it. But we have somebody said it is Aberdeen, South Dakota. And Todd, I really, really need to win a pillow. Perfect weather once again, they say. So, yeah. Beulah, beautiful day, slight breeze. So getting lots of good conversation today from our listeners. Mike from Minot driving to Van Hook. For work, said clear skies, little wind, almost 70 degrees. Pretty good detail, Mike. I like that. We might put you in the running for something big there. Todd's watching him. You can text him at 701-226-8503. Best weather report today gets a free MyPillow. Let us know how the weather is where you are at 701-226-8503 to text that in today. Busy program. We'll get right to it. We're joined next by the former governor of the great state of North Dakota, someone we got a chance to speak to many, many times in his position as governor and a few as lieutenant governor and back as a legislator. And today he's joining us as former governor, Jack Dalrymple. But, Jack, how are you?
I'm good, Scott. Good morning.
Just as long as we don't call you late for dinner, right?
Right. Scott, am I eligible for the pillow?
If you text Todd,
office now, yeah, I guess so, right?
Are you a texter, Governor?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay.
In Castleton today, it is 72 degrees, no wind, and not a cloud in the sky. Perfect weather.
Isn't that something? It's just beautiful. Well, even better, you've actually phoned in a weather report. So, I mean, we're going to put you top of the list. We have other folks competing with you. Jack, but we're on it. So
okay.
a fine weather report.
we
asked Governor Dalrymple to join us on the program today as part of our ongoing series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline in our effort to just ultimately get enough pieces of this puzzle together to see the truth, because it was missing through much of the discussion. Was that frustrating, and did you sense that? I mean, is that a fair description that the truth was missing for much of the debate of this ordeal, Jack?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. And I think, you know, as we look back on all of that in the rearview mirror, which, by the way, is a lot nicer than living through it at the time, I think we're going to see that, you know, that is the truly interesting thing historically about this is the degree of misinformation and untruth that prevailed. And, you know, there's a lesson to be learned there, and not just about Cannonball, North Dakota, but about everything that's going on in the United States today.
What is that lesson? What should we take away from that?
Well, you know, the power of social media is an amazing thing, and it can be used for great good, in my opinion. It's a great asset to communication, but it also has a downside, and that is it allows people to spread misinformation and untruth very rapidly. And it also allows, you know, groups that are organized in their dissemination of misinformation to have, you know, a great tool at their disposal. And I think the nation as a whole is now catching on to this fact. And, you know, we saw it really throughout last fall in the Trump campaign and afterwards that we even have a term for it now. And it's commonly used every day, fake news, information that is intentionally distorted. But when you start bringing that into, you know, both the social media and the conventional media, you have an amazing new phenomenon in America. And what's happened is that it's led to distrust and basically skepticism about all information. And I think we really saw that in the Trump campaign as people heard these incredible accusations against both presidential candidates, and yet nobody seemed to be really believing any of it or paying much attention to any of it. And that alone begins to, you know, become a big concern. How do people get good information?
So, in you know, your case, you were a governor, and this is going on, and the truth isn't there, and it could be what we're talking about, the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. But it could be really anything. What do you do? How do you combat that environment that you just described?
You know, I've been thinking about that a lot over the last, you know, 6 months. And, you know, what is the real answer here? And I think what we need is, you know, true journalism to reemerge. And by true journalism, I mean trusted sources that will write a story about what happened and have credibility, you know, amongst the general public. It used to be that we had people in the national media, both broadcast and written media, that had that kind of credibility. And in the end, people would tend to go to those people, you know, for the final sort of refereeing of any situation. Well, what's happened is, Scott, because of the dynamics of modern media, those who are just true journalists and who just tell the truth have lost their jobs. They are not producing the kind of financial results that media firms are looking for. And they have become rarer and rarer to the point where, you know, you can hardly find a source that everybody would say, you know, pretty much agree is credible.
Yes, yeah, certainly very, 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 very challenging. Is it one of the state's great entrepreneurs? I'll bet somewhere in the back of your mind is a business opportunity there, because it seems to me it's so bad. And that people are starving for the truth to something they can say, okay, I know if I read it there, if I hear it there, if I see it there, it's true. It has to be there. Let me ask you just about overall. I mean, it's go crazy second guessing yourself. But is there, if you look back at this whole situation and say, well, we did this because of that, and we'd probably, you know, with the same data done it again. But anything you look back and say, wish we'd have done it differently when it pertains to this as far as the management of the whole thing?
No, not really, Scott. In fact, looking back now at the big picture, I would say, you know, this was something that came from outside of our state. It was one of the biggest challenges in state history. In fact, maybe the biggest. I'd put it right up there with a flood or anything else. And I think our state met that challenge incredibly well. We had incredibly great leadership on many different levels. And we got through a situation that I think, you know, is something that, you know, no one would think was possible in their worst nightmare. And of all places on earth for this to occur, Cannonball, North Dakota, that would probably be the least likely. But there we were. It came out of nowhere, and we had to face it. And I am so proud, really, at the end of the day, thanks to the leadership from our National Guard, from our Highway Patrol, and I want to mention these names carefully, General Al Dorman, of the North Dakota National Guard, an absolutely incredible job over a period of many, many months, maintaining order, maintaining public safety, and diminishing the likelihood of any kind of unfortunate events. Colonel Mike Gerhart of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, an incredible leader. And, of course, I must mention Sheriff Kyle Kirchmeier of Morton County. We were so lucky that the county sheriff in the county that was involved was a true leader. At the end of the day, Scott, in spite of all the confrontations that took place, not one fatality, and I think they still are saying no injuries caused by law enforcement.
No, great point, and well said. Appreciate the summary, Governor, very much. You left one person off that list, one of North Dakota's finest public servants ever, Governor Jack Dalrymple. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time. Best to you and Betsy. Have a good summer. Enjoy that Castleton weather today, okay?
Yes, I'm enjoying life on the farm. Believe me, it's great.
Yeah, nothing better. Thank you, Governor. Appreciate it. Jack Dalrymple with us on What's on Your Mind.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pot, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is there an auction in your future? Buying or selling Pipers is a name you want to know. Same with real estate, land management, equipment auctions. My friends at Pipers.com will take care of you. Call them at 877-700-4099. They'll send you a little catalog. And, in fact, Monday, they're auctioning a lake home on Otter Tail County in Dent. It's on Otter Tail Lake, right? It's in, oh, it's Star Lake in Ottawa County. There we go, Dent, Minnesota. And that's Lake Home Auction. They'll do online bidding on that. Some land up in Grand Forks on Tuesday next week you'll want to check out. There's also a Joe Rents Rental Equipment liquidation auction that's happening on the 14th. Cass and Barnes County Land Auction on the 15th. Farm Machinery Estate Auction in Goodrich on the 20th. Going to Grandin on the 22nd. And much more. So find a big auction coming up in Bowman, Minnesota on the 20th. Bowman, North Dakota on the 29th of June. So check that out. What's the weather like in Bowman?
Show off at the wrong Bowman there. That would not help you.
What's the weather like in Bowman, Minnesota? I don't know. Pifers.com or call them at 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Let's talk about autonomous vehicles. Okay? And we're going to do that with both Governor Doug Burgum and also a gentleman by the name of Knut Erik Gustafsson today on the program. I can't wait to have a little chat with my friend from Norway because, as you know, I'm headed to Norway. Tommy, did you know I'm going to Norway?
Rumor on the street was you're going to Norway.
You've been there.
I've been there a number of times.
Yeah, well, you told me yesterday that you were fine with bread and cheese for a few days.
Well, they
and
have
reindeer.
They have good beer. Reindeer's a specialty. Knut can highlight you a little more.
Somebody say good beer? Wow. Okay, so here's Governor Burgum first. We talked to him yesterday at the opening of the new beautiful location of Bobcat about everything happening, the Drone Fest, as well as a number of different things. But he specifically talked about the potential with the autonomous vehicle space. Listen to this, Governor Burgum.
I feel like we're in a great spot because with early investments that were made starting in 2005 with Governor, now Senator Hovind, got us started on the right track. The universities have done a lot of great work. We've got 26 startups that have already happened in North Dakota related to UAS. We've got the universities focused on this in terms of their majors and the recruiting and building off the aviation strength of UND, building off the ag strength of NDSU. I mean, what this means to our core industries, energy and agriculture, is huge. But, and we like to pat ourselves on the back, say we've got an early lead, but trust me, the competition's coming. It's coming internationally. It's coming from other states because other states also understand. I've been to the National Governors Association. There's at least a half a dozen other governors that are doing this kind of work, that are trying to build centers of excellence around autonomous vehicles because they know how transformative it can be for a state's budget. We know they know how much money we spend, on property taxes, on infrastructure, and if you have a world going forward that's going to have, fewer vehicles, not more vehicles, what does that mean for transportation spending? There's some big questions. If you're going to have a future where our airspace is going to be filled with UAS, what does that mean? What does it mean for avoid and detect? What does it mean for countermeasures in terms of providing safety around critical infrastructure? So even today at the conference, we had industry leaders, in meetings with the Secretary of Transportation. Secretary of Transportation includes oversight of the FAA, so that's why it was key that she was here, because the innovation is running way ahead of the government's ability to regulate it.
That is Governor Doug Burgum, obviously quite excited about what's going on, talking about the whole path that North Dakota's been on for some time on the drones all the way through where we're at now, and the Autonomous Vehicle Day being named right from here yesterday. Knut Gustafsson is here. How are you, Knut?
I'm doing perfect.
Welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
You've spent a lot of time in North Dakota already.
Oh, yeah. I've been six times already.
Six times.
And I've been hosting people from North Dakota over to Norway as well. I'm going to the parliament and with Bruce Jurvik and Tommy. And, so it's been a pleasure. It's a strong relation.
My sources tell me you may even be thinking about moving to North Dakota.
Yeah. I'm going to, maybe stop by here in North Dakota on my way to Seattle. So I'm always close to Microsoft. And I've learned to know Microsoft here in Fargo. And great people here. So we will have an office here in Fargo.
Tommy, tell us about what Knut's doing that's catching so much attention.
Well, Knut, I because the locals know that, to me, they have like the Great Plains of Norway, right? The exciting, fast-growing tech company that autonomous vehicles, software for our drones that are game-changing. So, and as you know, we have a lot of Scandinavians in North Dakota, so it's a perfect match, and we've had a lot of success in Norway over the years doing business, so I'm really excited that eSmart Systems is here, and whoever they work with, that's great to me, and we keep making progress and make this industry safer, better, faster.
So tell us about your company. What are you doing in Norway, and what how you're collaborating here in the United States?
We do mostly analytics and artificial intelligence based on Microsoft platform. So that we are teaming up very closely with Microsoft. Microsoft want to move into the energy space, and we are making.
They want to move into the what space?
Energy management. You know, management of energy in the world. 45% of energy consumption is consumed in buildings, for instance, and also maintenance of power lines. You know, the peak consumption is. Challenging the grid, so we need to keep down the peak consumption so we don't have to build more power lines. So energy management is changing the way we are handling it in real time these days, and that's the software that we have to the market. We are starting with drones because it's kind of intriguing, and autonomous flying is our quest to the market, and we want to take them, you know, Tesla and Google concept on the street in the air, so that we can fly and recognize objects in real time and tell, you know, there is something wrong and here you have an outage problem. And we can send that to the car that we are launching today, the Thundercloud concept that was launched in Norway today. Fantastic technology that's going to be on top of the flying that you're doing here in North Dakota. So basically, you know, drone and energy management, that's what we're doing.
And, Tommy, every time you have a conversation like this, your head explodes with the possibilities and the ideas and the connection that can happen right here, right?
Well, yes. I mean, it's the only company in the world that has two Knuts as founders. I call them Big Knut and Little Knut. But they're great, great entrepreneurs. And when we were over there, you can just see the fire that they're going to try to change the world. And, you know, if we can be associated and help and be a part of that, you know, it's better for everybody.
So we're taking a group of North Dakotans over. This is pretty popular, happens a lot around here. A lot of folks love to go back and visit relatives. But taking some listeners, if you had to pick one place, if you're going to Norway, that you absolutely must positively see, what would that be?
Bergen in June.
Bergen,
you know,
in June.
Bergen in June. And it sounds like a slogan. But,
a movie,
know,
yeah. Bergen in June. Sounds very romantic.
Yeah, and yeah. So you got the blooming. You know, apple blooming and all the blooming, and then you have still the snow at the mountainside, and then the deep fjords, blue fjords. I should say where I'm coming from, up north, where the reindeers live, you know, close to the Russian border. But that's going to be too early. So if you're going to Norway now, you have to go to the west coast. It's beautiful.
Be there in June, and be there for the midnight sun.
Oh, yeah, then you have to go a little bit further up.
Yeah.
That's about the Arctic Circle, where I live, or used to live.
Is that something to see?
Oh, it's fantastic. Go to the Paris of the northern countries is Tromsø. That's the second place you have to go. They're going to maybe catch polar bears in the street.
Wow, polar bears in the street. Yes, Tommy.
Well, I think you should see Alden and Eat Smart Systems, because you're kind of a...
I'd like to. If you're going to be there.
You can break away. He can hook you up.
Knut, I want to see the world operation headquarters for Eat Smart Systems, okay?
Yeah, perfect. We're going to host you.
Good to meet you.
Thank you.
You betcha. Thanks for coming. More coming up after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Setting the record straight on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, this is the Radio History, and I'm Scott Hillen. Our guest today is Doug Haley, a Morton County rancher. We asked Doug about the tactics used by the protesters to disrupt the lives of farmers and ranchers in Morton County. What did they do?
Drive around, take pictures, the threats, put on the internet, that sort of thing. Other people had pictures of their family posted on their door saying they're dead if you call the cops. People that were driving their vehicles passed a protest, and they were jumped on and were detained, and the protesters wouldn't let them drive by until the police came. Just constant bickering and harassment. One ranch had people sitting on the fence saying, this is our property, not yours, and you should get out, not us. And pulling up to a fence, tying a chain on, and driving off just to tear the fence down a mile from the pipeline. Things like that were commonplace.
Thanks, Doug. Keep listening for more Radio Histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests right here.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Here's the weather. Blue skies with a few wispy white clouds. Bit breezy out. Out of the southeast and a comfortable 68 degrees from the beautiful Killdeer Mountains. If I had a MyPillow, I could at least dream of rain. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, but that one wins. One, because the Killdeer Mountains are about the most beautiful place in North Dakota. Almost. I mean, there's a few that are better, but it's top three. Top five for sure. And that weather report was spot on perfect. You made me want to be there. And you got a MyPillow plug-in. So there's our winner today, okay? Todd, you send me the number so we can send them off of MyPillow. Thanks for all these, by the way. We had great weather reports today. Scranton, North Dakota, home of K-Fire's buddy, Cat Perkins. Beautiful weather, a little windy, but blue sky. Yeah, so that was kind of nice. Ron and Cindy said they're calling for Beulah. Told us the weather's 70 right now, no wind, but overcast. Isn't that nice? So, some good weather. All right, time for the Delta call of the day. One call does it all with our friends at Delta. Delta Constructors, call Eric at 701-406-250-8151. We love your calls, ladies and gentlemen. We really do. We love them. And, we get an opportunity to, on the program, highlight some of the best calls of the day, and here's one that made the cut from yesterday's program. Todd in Jamestown, it's on your mind.
We wouldn't even be talking about this if this had happened to Obama, and somebody did this to Obama. Whoever did it would have been fired, in jail. It would have been an outrage on every media. And, you know, I hate to say it, I'm a vet, and I love this country, but I'm telling you, we're headed for a civil war. This country is in trouble. You know, I love this country. I served, and it just breaks my heart what's going on. It breaks my heart to see with Kathy Griffin to do such disrespect to the President of the United States. I didn't like Obama, but he still was my president. I still had respect for the office.
Appreciate that comment, and we love all your comments. And if you're in the oil industry and you want a turnkey well site solution for folks that'll do it all, from the flow lines to the pump jacks to the conditioning modules to the modular skids and tank batteries, you need Delta Constructors. One call does it all, 406-250-8151. Jeff and Botno, you've been waiting to tell me about some local issues you think are elected leaders are ignoring. Tell me what I need to know about that, and we'll do what we can to get an answer for you.
And thank you for your time. I've been asking our federal senators and representatives and our state representatives and local senators and stuff to address the situation. I'm a small business in the state of North Dakota who has forged his way to bring new ideas to industries and safer practices who need employees and provide employment and for the community. And not once today has any senator come and spoke to me face to face and addressed my issues. My small business is today is going to be shut down. My home's going to
Well, Jeff, hang on a second. I don't have time to get into the details of all of that, but I will do this for you. If you give Manny your telephone number, we will pass it on to Senator Hovind, Congressman Kramer. We'll give it to Senator Heitkamp. She rarely does anything we pass along or accepts invites to come on the program, but we'll make sure she gets it and see what's going on there. I would tell you this. Those people, along with our governor and lieutenant governor and all of our elected leaders, work with businesses all day, every day that are trying to do new things. And quite honestly, one of the reasons we're Drone Focus 2017 is because some big-time companies have said, we get attention to the prospect of bringing employees to this state unlike any state in the union. And I've heard that story over and over and over from big-time companies. Harris recently that we talked to that is coming into Grand Sky soon. General Atomics, Northrop Grumman, the story's repeated over and over and over. And it goes right down to mom-and-pop shops, you know, as well. So something's wrong, Jeff, in the disconnect there. But I will promise you this, that we will at least make sure they get your information. So hang on, Manny, we'll get that to you. Tom Sawyer is here. Tom is president and partner of Grand Sky Development. Grand Sky is the drone park in Grand Forks on the Grand Forks Air Force Base, and a regular of ours on the program. Nice to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Tommy Kenville will ask all the questions today because he's a lot smarter than I am when it comes to your industry, just so you know. But what's the latest that we need to know? You've told us so many great things. I think the last time we chatted, you were at the industry day in Bismarck, and we had the folks from Harris on, and that was good news. What's happening?
So I think that there's kind of two activities going on right now, and I've got the lieutenant governor here looking over my shoulder.
He's our next guest.
The first is we've been working very hard with Harris, the company you just mentioned. We're going to put a connect to the Air Force Base radar and start to be able to fly large unmanned aircraft beyond visual line of sight, which will get us much farther out into the state from Grand Sky, really take advantage of the long flight capabilities of the aircraft that are there, help companies like General Atomics actually be able to ferry aircraft from California to North Dakota instead of taking the wings off, sticking them in a box, and having to bring them up here, put them back together, and lose valuable weeks in that whole process. They'll be able to launch in California and land in North Dakota, unmanned aircraft. And that's an incredible capability that doesn't exist. But I think, as we go on the second big thing, and it was announced yesterday, the governor announced the formation of a counter-UAS task force, which is focused on how do we make sure that we're fully prepared for how to handle UAS that are used in nefarious activity. What happens if a bad guy wants to use a drone? Are we prepared for it? Do we know how to handle it? To my knowledge, North Dakota is the only state taking a proactive approach in that regard.
Great idea. Great idea, because one bad actor is going to,
absolutely
make things pretty
absolutely
difficult for the good guys, right?
Mm-hmm. So, like any technology, a smartphone, the internet, anything, bad people are going to use good tools for bad things. And there's nothing, we can't really stop them from doing that, but we can be prepared. And that's what this is all about.
Okay, my dumb guy questions are done now. It's your turn.
Well, Scott, I think we're pushing over 600-700 jobs now in the drone industry in North Dakota. I would say a year ago right now, that number was 400. A couple of Tom's big tenants haven't even really started hiring yet. They're good jobs. A lot of startup, a lot of entrepreneurs like our company and others, Skyscopes. A lot of stuff happening all over the state. And so the opening of the skies, the test site, the way the state and our CODEL of putting all the pieces together, and we're all on the same team. It's just really exciting.
Is so we have one of how many of FAA test sites?
There are seven now nationally.
Okay. So one of seven. Is there a Grand Sky at each of them?
No, there's not. And that's another interesting thing. I mean, these aircraft can fly so far for so long that there really isn't a need to have a Grand Sky at every airport. There may be some scattered around the country. In fact, our vision is to have several scattered around the country that we're a part of so that we can launch into California, land in North Dakota, launch in North Dakota, land in a Florida or a Texas, and cover and blanket large areas of the country with these aircraft.
But so is the Grand Sky concept unique?
It's certainly unique, here in North Dakota. I mean, we're the only one flying unmanned aircraft from an Air Force base, an active Air Force base. Yeah. There are some folks in Nevada and some other states trying, but they're not doing it like we are. So.
And then the line of sight thing you mentioned, we're ahead of the curve there as well.
Way ahead of the curve, and that's one area.
Explain it again for folks that don't know what I'm talking
about. Sure. So the FAA requires us to always have somebody watching the aircraft for an unmanned aircraft. Normally what they try to do is a pilot in a plane is, they judge safety themselves and decide what action to take. Well, there's no pilot in an unmanned aircraft, so there needs to be somebody on the ground or somebody flying behind in a chase plane to be able to make those kind of judgment calls. Well, we're going to take both those people out of the loop and use a radar that can see all the aircraft, and one person can sit stationary and look at the entire sky and provide situational awareness to the UAS pilot. Really increases efficiency, allows Tommy and companies like Tommy's to be able to not have as many people going out into the field and really use the aircraft's capability to fly longer distances, capturing more data.
Comment that struck me yesterday from Governor Burgum when we visited was to say, this is all great, but everybody's doing this. And we can't think that we've got it made, and he basically said every governor's ramped up about, hey, I got this UAS, and I got this drone deal, and I got this company coming. And is he right?
He's absolutely right. Every state is. In fact, the state.
So we're in a heck of a competitive battle here to kind of be ahead of the curve.
This is a $100 billion industry on its way, and we are ahead of many. But there are people gaining fast, and we're a small state. We have to be scrappier. We have to be more innovative. We have to be more entrepreneurial. We've got to think farther ahead than everybody else so that we are driving the market rather than waiting for it and catching up. Other states are catching up, but other states are spending a lot of money on this. Rumors are New York's going to drop $50 or so million into their test site operations. The state of North Dakota shouldn't drop that kind of money. We're good. Our team is good. This isn't just a Grand Sky thing. It's all the entrepreneurs that Tommy talks
so
about.
So how does New York dole out that money? What are they?
Well, they got some money from the asbestos lawsuit and some things like that. So.
Right. Well, that surprised me, but I'm saying how do they then use it for entrepreneurs?
Well, I don't know how they're going to use it. Try to put infrastructure in. They may try to replicate Grand Sky. They may try to do other things.
They're going to start waving carrots, though, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. They certainly will.
Yeah.
Well, they wave carrots. You know, we're going to wave success stories. And if you want to really get it done, if you want to talk about it, go to some of the other states. If you want to get it done, come to North Dakota.
Yeah, I mean, do most of the companies you deal with, they
want to put a plane in the air and they want to fly. They want to train people how to fly their plane. So General Atomics is selling their aircraft around the world. They want to train people how to fly them, and they can do that today.
This business of we'll promise so many jobs by so much if you give us X, that's gone.
That's baloney. That corporate welfare stuff isn't going to fly. Certainly not going to fly in North Dakota.
Scott, I mean, like your next guest would like, you know, we're wrestling way above our weight, right? A lot of people.
Love that
we've
line.
Got,
yeah.
We're and Tom's line is scrappy, but you get a lot of value in North Dakota. I mean, you know our senators, you know our governor, lieutenant. They're all salespeople for this industry for us. I mean, can you get that everywhere else?
Why would you, there's somebody that owns a hardware store right now that's listening to you in Watford City saying, what do you mean? Nobody did all that for me. Why are we doing that for this industry? Why is this important for all of North Dakota?
We're really working on diversifying our economy, and this is a high-tech way of good jobs of diversifying our economy. And it also helps the other industries we already have here, wind, oil, ag, military. Yeah. So it covers all the bases.
Yeah, I really don't see this as anything different we've always done. You always have an element of every community trying to attract, you know, a sector of the business community, manufacturing and others, because it provides a good base of jobs, and then you have a solid economy. And it sounds like you're saying these people aren't asking for the traditional old corporate welfare. They want to come in and just want the environment to go to work and build things.
Well, don't get me wrong. There's not a company in the world that wouldn't accept some free money to help them do something. But at the end of the day, that's not the driving force of why they would locate here. They're locating here because there are great people graduating from UND and NDSU and Lake Region and Northland Community Technical College. There are great students graduating, and those people are providing the jobs and the base. And frankly, we have a lot. We have some of the best assets in the world, which is great airspace with low congestion. There's a lot of opportunity to fly, and unmanned aircraft are about flying planes.
Every time we have him on, I get fired up. I think he needs his own radio show, Tommy.
Oh, we could work on that. He's got a face for radio.
Tom and Tommy, I like it. Yeah, I've got a ring to it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Tom Sawyer, President and Partner, Grand Sky Development, Innovative Development up in at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. More from Drone Focus 2017 with the Lieutenant Governor, Brent Sanford, next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
For 30 years, Rick in Minot has been a customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. 30 years. Pretty incredible. Tells you what an incredible product they have at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Rick, what makes you so loyal?
They're easy to maintain. The one I have 30 years old, and my family started up a plumbing and heating business, and then they started the pool company that they were doing on the side, putting in pools, and they sold Hot Spring Spas, so that's how I got into buying that one. And I've had it ever since. Now I have it down at the lake cabin, and then I have a newer one at home, which is about 12 years old. That's the Envoy. The one down at the lake is a Sovereign. The one at home, my heater went out in it one winter, and I thought it was partially working. And when the maintenance guy came that next summer to fix it, I never fixed it during the wintertime. I just let it the pump run. The thing never got below 40 degrees, and I asked him if the only half the heater was running. He told me I never had any heat in it at all winter long, and it never got below 40 degrees when the pump was running, and I let it run. Any other hot tub would have frozen broke. I would say just the energy savings that you have on it. I mean, the insulation on it and the way they're built is astronomical compared to any other hot tub.
Every day made better. Take it from Rick and all of the satisfied customers of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Saunas, sunrooms, hot tubs, gazebos, pool tables, patio furniture, pools, and swim spas. They've got it all. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks. And online at hotspringnd.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's great to be part of a wonderful state like we have here. We're committed to building in the North American market for North American customers. And this is another example. We've spent over the last 3 or 4 years roughly $50 million in investments everywhere from new facilities in Gwinner to new equipment, fiber lasers, et cetera, down in our Gwinner facilities as well as our $28 million.
That is Rich Goldsberry, who is the president of Doosan Bobcat for North America, on that new facility that opened yesterday. He also talked about the significance of that facility, how they'll use it going forward. More of that interview tomorrow on the program. as well as our full conversation with Governor Doug Burgum. We sat down for a long time with the governor yesterday on a number of different topics. The Pipeline Summit recently, a recap on that, a preview of the Education Summit, obviously everything going on at Drone Focus 2017. And also I asked him if he had any advice for President Trump, and it was a fascinating answer. So I hope, entice you to listen to tomorrow's program that we call What's on Your Mind. We do have a winner already in our contest for the weather reports for a free MyPillow, but they're still coming in. And Jeff from Ortonville said 72 with no wind and sunny down in beautiful Ortonville, Minnesota. He's driving to Montevideo, Minnesota today, my hometown. Said love your show and listen every morning. So thanks so much. That's very nice of you, and appreciate all the good weather comments. Keep those coming, by golly. Emmons County, the most beautiful place anywhere, always has been. I even named my son Emmons after this place. I am working in God's playground, says this texter. 62 degrees with a warm breeze right now. I love how you love Emmons. So thanks a bunch. Appreciate that very much. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, our final guest from Drone Focus 2017 to put a cherry on top of these last 2 days. Hello, Brent. How are you?
Hello, Scott. Great to be here as always.
I was on the air while you were giving your speech this morning, so we'll have to get the highlights today, but I've heard some great comments about it. What were you trying to convey to folks here?
Oh, I spent some time. I had some slides prepared and talked to Greg Tavine beforehand, and he said, you know what, maybe you should give an update on what you learned yesterday, what you saw yesterday, and talk about the ecosystem that's developing here. And Greg's got a really good vision. I tell you what, he talks of it in terms of, this is improving the human condition. You know, this isn't just an economic development conference or anything like that. I mean, it's so much more. I mean, this is going to improve the human condition, change the way we live. And then to have the Secretary of Transportation here yesterday was amazing. To have Secretary Chow in the building, in private meetings. And so I went through some of that, you know, what she saw. And one of the things that she noted was the degree of collaboration amongst the people in the room. And the degree of collaboration between all the stakeholders in North Dakota and how we all play together as a team. And it's something that we love to point that out in Watford City. Hey, this is what we do. We get along. We collaborate. We're grow upwards, onward together. And she noted that the groups all were collaborating. And that would have been the first private meeting was with Nick Flom from the test site and Tom Sawyer, who was just on your show here from Grand Sky. You know, private, public, you know, two people that are forging ahead on the counter drone and UAS detection ideas now. And then the second meeting was business leaders. You had people from RDO and Barry Batchelor. You had titans of industry from the state, and then you had entrepreneurs, startup entrepreneurs from across the country that are on the tip of the sword in this UAS industry. Very intriguing group for her to listen to as well. And then the third, what I would classify as the research group. You had researchers from NDSU and UND, you know, a person in the room that's designed communications for Tomahawk missiles. You have people that are designing the latest and greatest technologies for the drones themselves, you know, from the aerospace side, from the UAS research side. And that's happening right here in North Dakota, and they're all in the same room. They have joint projects between UND and NDSU research. I mean, there's genuine collaboration going on.
We talked to her yesterday, and Senator Hoeven, and you're right. There clearly is a holy buckets kind of look to her, right?
Yeah.
And approach to the whole thing of everything that's going on. And I could see a glimmer in your eye that's not unlike one I remember from the early stages of the transformation of Watford City.
Yep.
To say, hey, this is tough, but it's going to be great.
And yep, we'll get there.
Yeah, and when you talk about improving the human condition,
yep.
Connect those dots for me. Why are you so excited about this?
You had Microsoft in here just a few minutes ago showing the technology they're developing for disease prevention, disease detection, you know, proactive on trying to attack the Zika virus before it starts again. You know, I mean, you've got amazing technology that's right at our fingertips, and a lot of the things that...
And a lot of great careers.
Absolutely. And it's new types of jobs. You know, it's not worrying about displacing farm workers. It's actually that there's going to be jobs running robots that are working through the fields. That the grain carts and the tractors will be autonomously guided. And then I like to get it to a practical nature. And in my, from being a private sector person and seeing what is government's role. A lot of times government is the regulator, and they're the 900 pound gorilla in the corner holding things back. And in this case, it's the beyond visual line of sight. So to get Secretary Chow here. One main theme for me Rule 107, beyond visual line of sight, we've got to get past this. We've got to get to the point where it's full integration of these technologies into the airspace, as some other countries have done. Scandinavia,
well, one
UK,
way to do it,
Israel.
Is to,
she was here in the room.
One
she's
way to do it is to get the person who oversees the FAA to be here.
So she's in the room.
20 seconds, quickly, Tommy.
A couple of things that, Brent, our previous guest from Norway, Knut, one of his lines was, Tommy, it takes a year to make a friend in Norway, and then you're friends for life. And here I met five today, and I can tell we're going to be friends. I mean, that's what North Dakota is doing in a nutshell in this industry. And our new leadership with Doug and Brent is, you know, high speed, high tech, let's go and get rid of the red tape. And so we need all that because it's a big industry.
It's going to be fun to watch. Thanks, Tommy, for all your help the last couple of days.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Scott.
Brent, thank you. If I can't be in Watford City, I'll bring Watford City to us.
Awesome.
Right here on the program. We are headed there soon for a big job fair, though, coming up. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer locations. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.